Raman definition of Beinoni
seems to be one that is hard to statistically support, and the other is that it would seem from statistics that the concept of Beinoni and therefore the Aseres Mitzvah are speaking to a very small group. There's the additional problem of the Beinoni is that the Rabbah says, so Mosa Tshuva. So that's the Kerechve, or as Kasha, it should be Mosa Mitzvah. Right? Because one mitzvah will swing you over. So many years ago, I suggested, I think I have this written up someplace. If you want, we can delve into it. Laniyah suggested in Rambam, and I think I did find it in the Sefer after, that the Beinoni, the Rambam's Beinoni, is a person, in English we say a checkered person, a person who's not, we don't know where he stands. Right? Sometimes he makes decisions that are entirely selfless and Levan Hashem. And sometimes he makes decisions that are self-centered and indicate a bad judgment, a judgment that's based on material gain. So a tzaddik means we know that this person of most of his decisions are l'man Hashem. So that's that is the. A pivotal or a pivot or a one of the axes where he lives. And the Rasha is a person who most of the decisions are made for either material or self-centered fleeting interest. And the Beinoni is a person who sometimes the decisions are made for the purest of reasons, and sometimes the decisions are made for less than noble reasons. If that's the case, then most of us are Beinonim, right? But it's hard for us to say that we can say that halavai, we ought to say that the vast majority of our decisions are always made l'man Hashem. On the other hand, we can say that the majority of decisions are made for self-serving and disingenuous reasons. So then the Beinoni is. So that would explain why the Rambam says that doing another mitzvah, you understand the Kerechver is Kasha. Kerechver is Kasha is that the Rambam writes that Beinonim are fluyin to Yom Kippur. They did tshuva, so then they are tzaddikim. They didn't do tshuva, they aren't. So the Kerechver is Kasha is, what do you mean they did tshuva? Should be if they did a mitzvah. They did a mitzvah, they pushed the stage for tshuva. They did more mitzvah than ever, so they're going to be tzaddikim. That's the Kerechver's Kasha. So the famous answer that's usually given, built on the Shari Tshuva, is that if a person, I'm sure you've heard this in various contexts, that if a person doesn't do Tshuva, when the Ribbono Shel Olam extends himself and is Mekarabas, so then that's a bigger Avla. But that's the Shari Tshuva's famous Moshul he starts off with, I think in the very beginning. He says, if a person, if you have a, if a king puts somebody into prison, and he makes a shovel accessible to him, and then he relaxes the guards, and then after half a year, the prisoner is still there. He brings the prisoner. He says, "Yeshoita, I gave you a shovel. I took away the guards. So why didn't you dig yourself out? Because you didn't dig yourself out, you get another year in prison." So the prisoner says, "What's going on over here? I'm a good guy. I'm a good citizen. I went to prison. I didn't. I wanted to pay my due, and now I get slapped with another year. Where's the yosha?" He says, "But the king says, if you really want to be free, if it bothers you, you want a better life. So then you had all the opportunities. Why the fact you didn't take an opportunity is an aver in itself." That's a classic answer. The Shari Tshuva says this, and Rishon LeChaverim say that perhaps that's Pshat and Rambam. Where the Rambam says that the Beinoni's Yeshua, the Beinoni's is his Averis are exacerbated because the person had the opportunity to do tshuva, seris mei tshuva, the tshuva Hashem be motza, and he says, no, I'll keep on doing a few more mitzvahs, it'll work out okay. Ladiz daiti, what I suggested was that the Beinoni is being judged or is being told because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know where he stands. Is he with me or against me? Right? And Monday is with me, Tuesday is against me. And I have to wake up in the morning before Shachar, he's not with me. At night, from the Chamar is with me. So who is this guy? Right? That's the. So that's what I'm wondering. Whether Beinoni does not mean Mechsa al Mechsa, banks put in the middle. The Beinoni means a person who is not clearly identified as where his head is at, where his decisions are. So then, doing another mitzvah doesn't do anything. Doing another mitzvah means I had a good day. Okay, I had 2 good days. I say I got inspired. I say I made tshuva. Right? But on the other hand, a person does tshuva, that means he reorients what are the decision makers in his life. That's what I suggested. I have to add a few rayas for. But I don't want to focus on that right now. I want to finish up our sugya. Yesterday, I had in mind to point out, we mapped out 3 different shitas yesterday. Right? What is the Yom HaDin? What's happening? What are we upon what are we being nidon? So the Rashba, the Ritzvah, say Emil the Alma. There is again. There will be a Yom HaDin. Ritzvah says that there'll be a Yom HaDin liachem meyav ve'esrim shana. There'll be a Yom HaDin mishas chias ha'mesim, and there's a Yom HaDin v'chol shana v'shana. Ani azdaiti. It would seem to me from the Rambam that there are other Yemei HaDin which go on. Whenever there is, when we talk about Maskirin Avoyne Shalodom, it's a Yemei HaDin. Person that goes into a Mokim Sakana. So I think there are other, maybe not Yemei HaDin, but certainly moments of Din. A person does Shuvah. The Gemara says that there's several things that are kireya, gzardina shel adam. Excuse me. So lechare that means it's the emet. It says it's a din. So what's being nidon a yom nirom? It's the Ritva, the Rashba say. That is Mili the Alma. And the Alma MS is Nidin Bishate. That's, I think, how we usually conceive of it. Right? He pointed out that the Rambam says that the Yom HaDin is Nechtam Lemisa and Nechtam Lechayim, which is what we say during the Sanatoga. And the Bali Yatoises and the Chedush Iran, they say it's a more complex din. But B'chol Shana V'Shana, Kadosh Baruch Hu determines what are we zoichet to in the Olam HaEmes, what is our overall trajectory, right? And then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, based on that, what's going to happen in Tov Shanayim Tes? So based on that could mean, how can I help this person realize where he's holding right now? B'derech Sha'odom Reitz Alechis Melichin Aisai. Or it could be, How can I, the ultimate din that is going to have the Yachar Meivisim Shana, how does that have to be accommodated in this world? The Moshe, the Rosh has to get certain schar, and Rachman al-Utslana, Tzadik has to get a certain man of Yish. So, we have to point out that the Gemara says, we mentioned this Gemara in passing. The Gemara says in Beya, Kol mizoy noisav shel odom k'tzuvin loy mei Rosh Hashanah ad different yosois, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So you see from that Gemara that Parnasa is determined. So each one will learn a kfishitase. In other words, yes, the Chiddush Aran Tais will say that the Parnasa in concert with the ultimate Yom HaDin, then Rashba will say, okay, this is the Gemara that says what exactly what I'm saying. Parnasa, how it's going to work out. Doesn't just mean L'char, but just not just Parnasa. L'char means Parnasa and Kol Mili Di Alma. L'chayra, and this is where it gets very sticky, L'chayra, the Rambam either has to learn that there's some Machlekes Satanam, or he also has to learn that there are two parallel dinim going on. Now, would the Rambam say, we were discussing a few minutes ago in the Beis Medrash, the Lechem Mishnah, you're going to go that far. Lechem Mishnah is not developed this from the two Gemaras. So I think it's very hard to say. But to say that there's more than Chayim and Mavis is being needed in Rosh Hashanah. It's even the Gemara in Beyah. Right? In Lechayram, our approach is very much along the lines of the Rashba Lechayram. That's what we mentioned yesterday. I wanted to mention the Gemara in Beit. B'nosaf lezeh, it's something which has always bothered me, and may continue to bother, we'll see. And that is the phrase in Shemoneh Esrei, Zachreinu l'chaim, melachovit v'chaim v'chosveinu v'sefer chaim. What is the Zachreinu? Chosveinu v'sefer chaim. What's the Zachreinu? If it just says Zachreinu, it says Zachreinu is Ksiva. Mention me, right? But what's Zachreinu L'chaim? Give me a shout out, L'chaim. Right, and then V'chasveinu, what's the Zachreinu? And that issue was exacerbated by the very end of Shemoneh Esrei. We say, V'sefer Chaim, Brocha, V'shom, V'farnosa, Ni Zacher, V'ni Kosei. What's the Ni Zacher? Ni Kosei. Finished. So that I've looked around a lot, I've asked many people, never have not yet found anything satisfying. It's very possible. Rav Chaim Freelander points out that in Zechroinos and in Chumash, Lizkor means to change a Gzar Din. And I think the first time it is Lizkor in Chumash is by Yizkor Elokim Esnoyach. What do you mean? What do you mean? Remember, you'd forgotten Noyach. That's only Parsha and Chumash at that point. How can he forget Noyach? What else is going on in the world? So what do you mean? Forgotten Noyach? No, it doesn't mean forgotten Noyach. It means that he's now going to revisit the din of Noyach. He's going to change things our din. So he develops that idea. Zachreinu, we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, remember us. Zachreinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean to remember us? So he points out that with the numerous rayas, but this is, I think, the most powerful one, is you have the same thing with Gabi Rachel. Sorry, Rachel.
Rachel, I mean, sorry, Chana as well.
It says, oh, it's the same Lashon.
Yeah.
So L'chara, it all means the same thing. There was a change of Gzar Din. So that's Zachreinus. So then it could be Ni Zacher, Zachreinu L'chayim, Zachreinu change any Gzar Din as otherwise L'chayim. And once, so, but this a little bit still changes the Gzar Din, and then please make a note of it. Kosveinu, at least you have something to work with. Nizacher v'ni kosei. According to the Tosfos and the Ran, we could suggest that Nizacher is in one of the Sifrei Chaim, and Nikosev is the other Sifrei Chaim. Right? In other words, I'm not sure which way to say it, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want to be judged in the light of being zeiche l'chayim in the Chai Alma, and we want this year to be we want that from having chayim through this year that will corroborate the ultimate chayim in the. But according to Bali Tosfos, there are two dinim that are going on. One is the din of what's going to be L'yachim Meshem Shana, and how that plays itself out right now. So one of the Nizacher and Nikose, one could be din number one, L'chai Alma, that's Nizacher, because that's an open book still. But right now we should be in the book L'chayim, L'chav is L'chayim, and for the upcoming year, we should be zoicha that that it should be a year where chayim and kol milin meitam and having a good parnasa should be the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us in maintaining the trajectory of the other sefer. Right? The same thing could be, and now a stickier and thinner ice, the sefer chayim brocha v'sholim ufarnasa tev v'nizah cher v'nikah sef. It's also a little bit, but it could be. It could be that Nizacher means in the oil, in the Chayi Alma, so Kadosh Baruch Hu there has to make sure that with Zoichem to Chayi Alma, and that any of the things that would get in the way of us getting Chayi Alma have been already dealt with. So b'sefer chayim brocha v'shalom v'nasa in nizacher, because we're being mentioned l'chay alma, so nikosev, along the same lines as Tosfos. It could also, it says again, in thinner ice, but it might be a mahalach, it might be that we're saying that there are two separate, that just like chayim is a something real in this world, and it's a marshal for Elam Emes. So maybe Sefer Bracha V'Shalom Ufarnasa Toiva is something real in this world, and a marshal for how the neshama makes out in the Chayyama. So maybe that's what it means. Nizacher, we should be mentioned in the book that uses these terms as metaphors for Chayyama, Nizacher, and in the book that with these terms are real terms, Nikosev. Because Nizacher is not as firm a term. Could be. All right. Anyways, people think in short terms. Could be that's a mahalach. All right?
Rav Bazak was here.
On
Shabbos, and he spoke here on Saturday. He spoke exactly about this that time, because he mentioned Rachel and Chana. And he said that to Zohar is to be reconsidered, as opposed to like,
okay,
to
Shukrat
is like to forget. So he was saying that, and like to lead you up to the forces. So he was saying that like to be at the forefront of God's mind.
Good.
So he was saying that the important part is actually the Zohar. And then once we like be reconsidered and God like paying us special attention and looked and like weighed us up, like specifically when he has so much to do, quote unquote, he's then gone and written us in the book of love. But it's actually the kotev is like the extra part. It's actually the zohar, which is the important part.
Okay, that's what we're suggesting. Good.
Why does Rabbi say that it's on thin ice? It sounds like that's Shad and Tulsa. Everything's a bit our year for this year is based upon our own mind. So we just remember.
No, the phrase b'sefer chayim brocha v'shom in the zohar v'nikase.
Yes,
so now we're, well, because they were, it says b'sefer, it doesn't say the both svarim, b'sifrei, chayim v'brochim. That could be better. Could make it life easier for us, but that's why if we get a better pshat, we should go for a better pshat.
I think everything's based off, like b'sefer, is that referring to what we're down for right now is based upon the whole of Mohammed.
Right, and the other reason why when thin ice, I don't know if we usually if Klal Yisrael was mekabel this approach of the Balei Tosfos. I think Klal Yisrael was mekabel the Rashba more than anything else. I think that's how we Rabbi Amnon is really Rambam. So Lendi is daiti. We ask most people. So I think the impression you get is that people have sort of paskin straight with the Gemara. Gemara says in Beya that it's Mizanos Hashem Ksuvim. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that there is Shlosha Svarim Psuchim. And the Medrash talks about Sifri Chayim Sifri Psuchim with Menech about Ibrahim Hala. So I think most people, and I mean Klal Yisrael, sort of melded those two things together. I think most of the think about the very sichos of his ervas that you've heard over the years, so I think that they focus on don't talk about the Ram, the Valley of Tosin Mahamas. They're thinking about the Elamemis.
Well, we're not just thinking about the old Mahamas, but the says is, yeah, that's the old Mahamas, but at the end of the day, it's what's affecting us.
Right, right. Yeah. Right, but I don't know where that may come up is. What's Chaim Tovim? So there are some Sfarim who point out that Chaim is the Olam Hazeh. Chaim Tovim is Olam Emes. And Yalvi Yalvi also. So it could be that the Shita, the Tosfos and the Ran, it does have more impact in them. Right? But I'm not sure. Good. So let's look at Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Toshma Shala Gloria Hagiyores Ezron Gamliel. Is anybody not having a Gemara in front of you? Okay. Toshma. Shola Bluria Geras is Ram Gamliel. Sivite Raschem Asher Loisaponim. Uksiv Yisa Shemponim Elechem. Says Astira. Tosfos points out that it's an Astira. If it would say Yisa Shemponecha, that would mean that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is making a emotional decisions, right? Nesuponim means to favor somebody, means to make a decision that's not based on a person's merits, right? It's to be charmed by somebody. So the question that was posed was: there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu lo yisuponim, everything's fair and square, or is a Kadosh Baruch Hu we daven a Kadosh Baruch Hu should not play fair with us? Because Baruch Hu should favor us. Yisra Hashem ponem elecha. So Nitfal Rabbi Yosi HaKohen. Right? Rabbi Yosi HaKohen had one mahalach that it has to do with bin ol mechaber bin ol mechaber. Ad sheba Rabbi Akiva v'limei. The Gemara seems to say, Rabbi Yosi HaKohen was just holding out there till Rabbi Akiva could come and give the real answer. It sounds like, no?
Twice telling a story.
Was that?
Twice telling a story. That's spelling happy.
So Nitzval, he happened to be there, right? So comes Rabbi Akiva, says, Kan Koyim Zardin, Kan Liacher Zardin. Tosfos is bothered because the Gemara in two places asks the same kasha. And the Gemara says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu responded, I shouldn't be nice upon him to the Jewish people. To Goyim, I'm not nice upon him. Everything's fair and square. Midas Adin. But to Klal Yisrael, I don't go with Midas Adin. Why? He says, because I asked them to make a Birkas Hamazon only on a Kezayas, only on a Kebeya. And they, only when they're satisfied. And they make a Birkas Hamazon even on the Kebeya. So if Klal Yisrael doesn't play by the rules with me and gives me more shevach and more edah and more mitzvahs, so I'm gonna, how can I play by the rules with them? They're nice opponent to me. They curry favors to me. That's the terror that's given in two places in Shas. Tosafot says, no, so why didn't we give the same terror over here? Kanli, Claudius, or all Kan. It could be because we was a Gyaris, didn't want to shtach. He lost the worm, shtach and Gyaris. Maybe. But Tosafot does not say it. Tosafot says that even with Claudius Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not noisei ponim indiscriminately. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisei ponim. But sometimes in the sea of ponim, and sometimes it's exerced in. So Rabbi Kiva says, Kan koidim gezardin. Before gezardin, Kan liachar gezardin. So this is a huge importance to us. Right? Because Rabbi Kiva is saying now, before the gezardin, before the ksiva, I guess before the chsim also l'chayra. Right, so then we have it. We still have the opportunity to attach ourselves to the midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being noisei ponim. But liachar gzardin, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, we cannot appeal to the nesiyas ponim midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right. So on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. On the base, the Gemara talks about some of the midos of the Rabbonu Shalom of Nesiyas Ponim. For example, it says no say over. As I'm putting this together, maybe I'm wrong to put this together. The Gemara talks about the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mavir Rishon Rishon. I'm right about that because we said during the Slichos Mavir Rishon Rishon. So those are all midos of Chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu extends the Klal Yisrael. Those are not Midos Adin. Midos Adin is the first count. But Mavir Rishon Rishon, Rav Chesed, those are all Midos of Nesiyas Ponim. Right? Special courtesies extended to us. So Rabbi Kiva says, all of those courtesies are before Gzardin. But Liachar Gzardin, so then we have to, then that's whether it's Tshuva, Tshuva is Mitoich Adin. Tshuva is a chesed. But we reverse the din, we take a din. I have to figure out what the tefillah, what tzedak is. The kireya l'chayra, that's what it means. That kireya gzardina shel adam, those are harder to come by. But before the gzardin, so then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is, we attach ourselves to this midah before Gzardin, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Naisei Ovein, right? Naisei Ovein, the Gemara discusses. Kovesh is a Ovein, if it's an aside, he doesn't count it, does count it, it doesn't count it. Or Kovesh is a Mishkolis. So in other words, our davening and our efforts before the Gzardin are, of course, it's based on Tshuva. We should do Tshuva, we have to do Tshuva. And tshuva is one of the ways in which we reduce our averus, we get zchuyas, and we mechuyv to do tshuva. It's a din, it's a mitzvah. But koidem gezar din. So then we have another midah, the Rabbonu Shalom, that we can associate with, attach, we can dive into. But the Achar Gzardin, so then L'chor means, I don't know exactly what it means, but it might mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Mavir Rishon Rishon. We gotta build up the portfolio. Right? We gotta, Kadosh Baruch Hu is, maybe it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu says you got to do the gym, is misayaya us less in terms of tshuva. Right? But there's that, whatever that midah is, being noisei ponim, so that's koidim gzmar gzardin. So Gemara goes on to say, ugzar din diyochid tanoihi. And this is a machlokes tanoim. When Rabbi Kiva just says machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Meir would say, that and if Elazar would say, "Can koydim gzedin kali yachik gzedin?" So Meir is arguing with Rabbi Elazar. What's the situation? Two people, Rachmanos, get very sick. One gets better; the other does not get better. Rabbi Sirviliyosa says that the one that got better is because his tefillah was executed before the gzardin. Though it didn't get better, so his tefillah came after gzardin. So apparently, tefillah is one of the ways in which we can attach ourselves to the midah of the Rabbonu Shel Olam. That's no seifon. What does Rabbi Meir say? Shnayim she'olu l'mita b'chulin shava. Shnayim she'olu gardum l'idam v'dinam shava. Ze yarv zel yarvan. Ze nitzel loy nitzel. Mipnei maza yarv v'zel loy yarvan. Ze nitzel v'zel loy nitzel. So Elazar would say, and I said, ze espalo minene. Ze espalo loy nene. Nu mipnei maza nene, maza loy nene. So apparently Elazar would say, aliachim zaydin. Because Baruch is not nice upon him. Tefillah is not nene. And Rabbi Meir would say, no, that even if it's after Gzardin, because Rabbi Meir is Cholik, Tanoi, right? So he must say that Zeh Espalo Tvilo Shalema Nenet, it's li, I guess, li after Gzardin. Zeh Lo Yispalo Tvilo Shalema Nenet. Rabbi Meir doesn't go along with this, I does not accept this idea that the Gzardin is going to make a significant difference in the way that we can gain a Kadosh Baruch Hu's favor. Get a favor, get a repeal, a revisit. L'chaira, we understand those who are Cholek and Rabbi Akiva. Why should the Gzardin be a difference in a human society? So to have points of no return, so that I guess is the way that society has to live. You can't have a totally indeterminate time of din. In other words, no din. If you can continuously push off the time of din, so there has to be a right? And if it's our din, every single din is continuously repealable. It'd be a big boon for all anybody in the legal field, right? There's endless billable hours, right? But the system can't work that way. It's not that you don't have a legal system. But for Kadosh Baruch Hu, does it really matter whether it's we appeal to him, koydim, or the yachik zaydin? Does it matter? We need to have that kind of system. So maybe you have to have some kind of system because we need to have the uri yishenim shinaschem. We need, but why can't there be lots and lots of rooms for exception? Not sure. So L'chaira, what Rabbi Akiva is saying is this is me doisa shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very important lakuda. L'chaira, what Rabbi Akiva is pointing out, and the Gemara says the machlekes tanoim, and then L'chaira, when we go on to Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Yafe tzak le'odem bin koidem, in the Achim Zaydin, L'chayr Rabbi Yitzchak is siding with Rabbi Meir. Right? I say L'chayr because you've seen the Ritva, you see that there's a Machlaikas Rishonim and who are the Tanoim over here. Who is the Machlaikas Tanoim? Who are the players? Where does Rabbi Meir really fit in? Let's not go into that right now. There's a Machlaikas Tanoim. What's L'chayr Machlaikas Tanoim? Is there Nesiyas Ponim Liachar Gzardin, right? Rabbi Akiva said the blurry ass. What's the deal with when are we misspelled for Nisiyas Ponim? Yisra Shem Ponim Elecha. Again, Tosha's point is not Pshat. I didn't finish the Tosha. This is not Pshat in the Psukim. Pshat in the Psukim is that Yisra Shem Ponim Elecha means that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Meir Ponim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nisiyas Ponim means to curry favor, that means Ponim of the object. But Nisiyas Ponim in the Pasuk, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mesa his Ponim. So Taisus is not a, it's not really a Kash and Pshat. Luria Zagyara, she hadn't learned that much Chumash, she had never diktuk yet. That was the low rung of what a Ger has to learn. Right? So she didn't really chap. But Chazal, and that could be why Rabbi Yossi says, I'll give you a nice pshat. Right? But Chazal apparently used this as an opportunity to teach us an insight about the Ribbono Shel Olam. And l'chor, this insight in the Ribbono Shel Olam is crucial for us, because right now we're in the period of Koidim and Zardin. Matzayim Kippur will be in the period of the Achrim Zardin. So that has a crucial impact on the way that we envision davening B'chol Yom V'Yom, and how we incorporate Rabbi Yossi into our system. And the concept of having a ksiva and a chasima and a liachar g'daydin, so that we'll just finish up tomorrow with Hashem, just to finish up some of the, to articulate what we began discussing now, but it's already late, and then we'll go weiter in the sugi and yomer. Yeah.
What happened
to Gamliel?
Everybody has a nothing, really.
Yeah.
Why didn't you respond? Okay, I
may respond
before him.
It's not a bad kasha, but I don't think you have much to work with. I can speculate. You can also speculate.
There's no better.
Yeah.